Brian Whitney responding to Don Sweeney, who, in before that part that we played, he alluded to the idea that because Sweeney talked about Biz, he's like, yeah, my son loves Biz and everything, but, you know, that they're not always right. It wasn't a Biz quote that he was responding to. It was a Whitney quote about them not talking for 3 weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer calls for a certain amount of time, whatever it may have been. And before that whole part that we just played, Whitney said, you know, I think Biz told him or someone told him that he did that on purpose, that Sweeney did that on purpose because he doesn't like Whitney. There's some animosity there. He's, you know, cool with everybody else, I guess. But there's a real sort of thing there between him and Ryan Whitney, which, you know, he's one of the main hosts of that podcast, a very successful podcast over at Barstool Sports. And he's firing back. And listen, I mean, Don Sweeney has done a pretty good job as the GM of this team. There's been some shortcomings, obviously. There's been some big hits, and he has the team competitive just about every year. And they said this also in the thing, that since he took over the team, the Bruins have the most points in the NHL. They don't have a lot of cups, but they do have the most points in the NHL, which counts for something. You're competitive. You're in the mix. You're there every year for the most part, save for like a season or two. But right now, this thing has been botched. I think at this point, there's no other way to put it. They botched their leverage. They botched their numbers. They've painted themselves into a corner right now that I'm not sure how they get out of, especially if Swayman's going to hold firm on this and is willing to sit out till December, willing to sit out a year, willing to do any of those things, then all of a sudden the Bruins, I mean, listen, he's not going to get paid for this season, but he'll get paid next offseason. Someone will sign him for something, and the Bruins are going to be without their goaltender instead having to lean on Corpusalo and Brandon Bussey. So where this all stands right now, there's another Bruins preseason game tonight. It's against the Capitals at TD Garden. And then you have one more game on the 26th, and then the season starts, all right? I mean, this season's about to begin. And opening night, I don't know, is that even a deadline anymore for the Swayman thing? Do you have any expectation to see him on opening night?
So when we talked to Razor, he had an optimistic tone,
he
right?
He did.
Whitney countered that today. If you listen to this whole clip talking about this, he's
October 8th is opening night in Florida, by the way.
He's like, you know, everybody talks optimistic. I don't know about that. Now, he did bring up the idea of once you start kind of going down the road of losing money, kind of like Razor did. Like, it's easy to say, you know, you're going to stand on your principles and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right up until you realize you're losing $6 million, the number that Razor put on it. Like, in a significant right. amount of money for a young player. But I do think it's been bungled. I mean, there's nothing more obvious than the Ullmark aspect of this. You painted yourself into a corner. He's your goalie, and yep. your goalie isn't with your team. So you, right there, like just that simple math. He's your goalie, and your goalie isn't with your team. So you kind of screwed this up somehow, some way. Whether that was a presumption that he would take it. Whitney also threw out a very distinct number. 8-8, basically. Yep. I think he said 8-8.2 or 8. Mm-hmm. But basically 8-8. So $64 million, $65 million, somewhere around there, he believes would get it done right now. So that is counter to or comparison to Rich Keefe's. They were asking for 10.
Right.
So they're not crazy because that, you know, that kind of ticks me off. I don't think you're worth 10. I think that's a little bit presumptuous on your part.
Yeah. It's a big ask, and that's where you start in a negotiation when
right.
the other side starts at 6 if you want to get to 8, right?
So let's land it at 8, baby. Yeah. 8-8 seems pretty obvious. Like, you just said it right there. People yelled at me on Twitter when I brought that up that this seemed pretty easy. 10, 6, the middle is 8.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if the Bruins don't want to do 8-8, right? That could also be an issue because there was the Fluto contract idea that it was 4-7, and that's, a little bit down on the number, but also mm-hmm. the term is significantly in half. So Long answer here. They are becoming more concerning by the day. I think it's hard to just say, oh, they'll get it done. It's fine.
Right.
Like, you're whistling past a graveyard.
You've been saying this all right. all summer, basically.
When I mean, are you going to get it done?
Going on this entire time. And
December 1st. Oh, I forgot. December 1st.
Yeah, sure. So December 1st. Is that the deadline we're looking at? The opening night is October 8th, as I just told you, which is about 2 weeks away. Pierre LeBrun, actually, on TSN, spoke about that, and he has a thought on when you may see Swayman.
An ongoing dialogue. I checked on this again on Tuesday. again, I was told status quo, still not there. It gives me the sense that even despite the pressure in this situation, that the real deadline is opening night as opposed to the start of camp. So both sides will keep going here. But key thing is that Swayman still very focused on getting an 8-year deal, Gino. That's still the number one priority. And the Bruins are looking at a long-term deal as well.
Okay, well,
the hell does
both,
that mean?
They're both looking at a long-term deal. They should have gotten it done by now. If that's the case, fine. 8 years. If he's looking at 8 years, $10 million per year, you know, they can't do that right now. They like physically can't do it. Don't have enough money for that right now. They have to move money around and free up money somehow in order to be able to even do that. And if that's what he's holding firm on, then yeah, you can maybe start to shift some of this blame over to Jeremy Swayman for making an unreasonable demand and not coming off of it. But at the same time, I don't know. I think that if you're the Bruins and you're looking at it from their perspective, whether you think this is a reasonable demand from Jeremy Swayman or not, you have not left yourself any outs here.
Right.
You really haven't. I mean, and that's what it's all about. Whether he's acting irrational or not, you have no plan B. You've traded your plan B away and you brought in the guy
Bussy.
Not very good. And Bussy, I don't know what Bussy is. I have no idea.
They don't either because he's never played.
Right. So, I mean, that's maybe he ends up being great. Maybe he ends up leading them to multiple Stanley Cups. Who knows? But right now, Jeremy Swayman is a tested and proven asset in net for you. And he's really all you got. And you're about to start the season without him. And that's what it looks like.
I also didn't like the end of that. So Swayman's looking for 8 years. It sounds like that maybe is a bigger deal to him than the actual dollar figure is based on the tone of that. And then and the Celtics.
But they are too. Yeah.
I mean, the Bruins are looking. Well, what does that mean? They are too. Is that a 4? Is that a 5? Because he made it sound like, well, they're both looking for long term. Okay, so sign the 8 and 84.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 8 and 8 for 64. Like, it sounds like these numbers all seem like they should be relatively easy to rationalize for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to paint it like everybody's kind of being fair and balanced here. Like they're coming into that. So then why is it not done? I don't know. I didn't like the tone of that because it felt like the team just said they're also into a long-term deal. Did they say 7? Did they say 6? What is long-term to them?
Well,
is it 4 like Fluto said?
Long-term for them makes sense if they believe in Jeremy Swayman. Because if you believe in Jeremy Swayman, you want to sign him to a long-term deal because by the time you get to 2029 or whatever, then $8 million a year is not going to seem like that much.
Correct.
Especially with the cap.
So they don't really believe in him.
So that's what it seems like. And it seems like historically.
But you traded the other goalie.
They did.
So you do believe in him.
Well.
I'm getting mixed messages here. Do you believe in him and do you not believe in him?
A good point, unless they think he's not any much better than Jonas Korpisalo. You know, it could be that. It could be as simple as that. We'll bring in a goalie here and our defense, our blue line is good enough that whoever we bring in will be serviceable, will be good enough. And if you look back historically, I mean, listen, Ullmark became a Vezina winner. I'm just saying, this is what they're thinking. That we turned Ullmark into a Vezina winner. Jeremy Swayman looks like the next big thing. We don't need either of those goalies. We can do it with Korpisalo. We can bring Brandon Bussy up here and still give you a run at first place and a run at the President's Trophy. I think they believe that.
So why wouldn't you have traded Swayman?
Good question.
Like, even last year.
Because they thought they could lowball him. And then
so last year, they tried to trade Ullmark. They couldn't.
Right.
Ullmark blocked it. So at that point, Swayman was the all-star goalie, correct?
Yes.
So if you...
That was right around the time where Ullmark was coming on a little bit towards the end, but yeah, sure.
Right. So trade Swayman. If you don't love Swayman or you believe you have a system, that's bigger than any one goalie, and you don't need to give a goalie $8 million a year for 8 years...
Mm-hmm.
Then you traded the other goalie.
Right.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. But that could be partially what they're looking at right now. They thought they could get him at a lowball offer. He's not budging. And they think, well, you know, if he's not going to budge, we can afford to lose him. We can afford to lose him because we don't actually think he's that much better than these other guys. But it would have been very unpopular to trade him. That would have been a very unpopular move.
It's not going to be any less unpopular to not have him on your team.
It's true.
I'd actually rather trade him, wouldn't you? You get something for him.
I would too, but you can
if he just sits there and does nothing.
On him and say he's being unreasonable and we don't have enough money to even match the offer, then all of a sudden it turns it on Swayman and maybe the fans will.
But it sounds like he's already getting his number out there that he'll take $8 million.